WJTL for King and Country. Amen. Good morning to you at 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. Hope you're doing well. Lisa Landis wants to play your requests and dedications tomorrow at 5. You can listen for your cue to call. You can email Lisa at WJTL.com or post your requests on Facebook for each Friday afternoon for the Friday Request and Dedication Hour happening at 5 right here on WJTL.
Joining us live in the studio today, our friend, journalist, and author, David Borg. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Fred and Annie.
So great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to my wife, Shannon, my son, Joshua, my mom and dad, and my writing buddy, Laura, and her crew.
I love that you said you tweeted, but then you were supposed to text a bunch of people to tell them you were here.
Well, hopefully they got the message now if they're awake.
Yeah. Well, David, for many years, was a sports journalist here in our area, in the Harrisburg area. Mm-hmm. So we were just talking sports because I knew you would know all these statistics.
Yep, he knew all the
about
things.
All the no-hitters happening this year in baseball. And last time you were here, it was about your book that was about baseball. Tell us a little bit about that book.
Okay, going back a couple of years to early 2019, I wrote a book that was loosely based on my experiences of covering high school and Legion baseball. And I made that baseball story also symbolically about the New Testament. The players, their families, their fans were symbolic of people that we know from the Gospels, and events that happened to the team were symbolic of events that took place in the Gospels.
Wow.
So I spent about a year and a half promoting that book before I came around to working on this second novel, The Jewelry of Grace.
Yeah, tell us about The Jewelry of Grace, and congratulations on your second
awesome.
Book.
Thank you. The Jewelry of Grace first is not exactly a sequel to the first book. You don't need to have read the first one to follow this. It does take place in South Central Pennsylvania, like the first book. A couple of characters return, but it's a new story focusing on a newlywed couple named Adam and Grace. And it's a story of the first couple years of their marriage. It's a story that's partially a romance about their marriage. It's also partially a mystery about tracking down heirlooms on Grace's side of the family, the Jewelry of Grace referred to in the title.
Oh.
The purpose of writing this story, again, I want it to be a literal story of its own, like the first book was. I also want it to be symbolic, like the first book was. Except this time, it's not the baseball player named Peter is Peter from the Bible. I didn't write it that way this time. This time, the characters and events are more symbolic of Christian concepts, Christian qualities, Christian virtues. And I also wanted to write a story, a romantic story, that didn't end with an engagement or marriage, but rather started there. Because I feel both in Christian and secular entertainment, we tend to bring the end of the book or the end of the movie with the couple's getting together, the couple's getting engaged, the couple just got married, and then we just sort of stop.
Right.
That's so true.
It is so true.
And I wanted to show some a romantic story that starts. Chapter one is their wedding. This is about the early years of their marriage, not. You get a little backstory on how they got together, but the story itself is the early years of marriage and what does romance mean there, in addition to their search for the jewelry.
Yeah, I love that. The Jewelry of Grace is David Bohr's second book. It is a novel. It takes place here in Central PA. And David, you talk a little bit about finding that jewelry, the mystery side of it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, well, in the story, Grace's father had cut five jewels that were supposed to be a wedding gift for her, but because of financial strife, he actually has to sell them years before she gets married, before she even meets Adam. And so the MacGuffin, the writer people out there would know what that is. The thing everybody's after is trying to track down where those jewels were sold to and if Grace can acquire them again. And so as the story goes on, it's a case where that's the physical thing they're going for, while the emotional thing is trying to make their bonds to each other even stronger in the early years of their marriage. Both things are going on at one time.
Very cool. We're talking about The Jewelry of Grace, David Boer's second novel. And David, how can folks find this book?
Right now, the book is available on Amazon in both the paperback and Kindle format. And I will also have 5 author signing events coming up in June.
We're going to talk about those coming up in a little bit, and we'll talk more about the book on the way. We also might have an opportunity for you to win one this morning, so we invite you to stick around. Chris Tomlin and Brandon Murphy with more music next.